Cole Huckins, who went 77th overall to the Calgary Flames and joins us on our draft coverage right now. Cole, congratulations on being selected. I would imagine today has been an absolute whirlwind. Just take us into your world right now.
Just a lot of excitement. Every kid's dream to be drafted, so it hasn't fully sank in yet, but I'm just just trying to soak it all in, and I'm really, really happy and excited.
What? So give us some specifics. The last couple hours since you heard your name called, what have they been like? Take us back to when you heard the news.
Yeah, I was sitting on the couch with all my family and friends, and Calgary kind of announced my name, and it was just a bunch of screaming and clapping and congratulating, and it was awesome. Hugged my parents, and then the phone calls started coming in, the text messages, and it was exciting. I loved it.
Did you have a feeling it was going to be Calgary?
Yeah, I talked to Calgary a fair bit, and I felt good. They were really nice, and the management was awesome. So when I heard their name, and then they reached out to me, it was really special.
What about Calgary, whether it be the city or the team itself? What do you know about them?
I know the city a little bit. I got the family there, so it'll be nice to be able to see them. And then the team, they got some great players that I'm really excited to meet and kind of be a part of and try and make their team.
Now, I don't want to tell too many tales out of school here, but we do have call display, and I see the last name on our call display as Malone. If you go and you take a look at your Elite Prospects page, you'll see you have got some NHL bloodlines. Ryan Malone, former NHLer, is your cousin. So just tell us about the NHL history in the Huckins and Malone family.
Yeah, my uncle Greg played, and then my uncle Jimmy was drafted, and then Ryan and Brad. So I think it's something in the Mamershi water. It seems to be what our family does. So it's really special to kind of follow in their footsteps and have some great role models.
Did anybody give you any tips as to what today was going to be like and what to expect?
Yeah, I talked to my cousins about it, and they just told me to enjoy the moment. I worked hard for it, and just kind of soak it all in. That was their advice to me.
That's awesome. Cole Huckins is with us, third round pick of the Calgary Flames, joining us on our 2021 NHL draft coverage. Will,
second year with the Titan last year. Cole, tell us about year two. I know it was a different season with the COVID-19 pandemic, the pause, the bubbles, all that, but you did play in 33 games and you had quite a jump in terms of your offensive production. What did you like about your second season in the queue?
I really enjoyed it. I think I just had another year to grow and mature and be more confident. I think year two was a big step for me, both on the ice and off the ice. So I'm really looking forward to year three, but I think just the year of growth and maturing.
Was it something as well, like in terms of a rebuilding team, a bit younger? You're obviously you were in an 18-year-old season. You had a bit more of a role. Did that certainly help you in terms of confidence?
Yeah, most definitely. I think my first year, they were just coming out of a Mem Cup win, so it was growing and learning with all my teammates. And now it's everyone's older. Everyone we're competing. We're trying to win, and having a bigger role definitely helps in the confidence and just feeling good.
How strange was the season overall? I mean, you probably played the same teams over and over and over again. We saw that in the NHL as well, as they only played in division. Just how strange was last season for you?
It was definitely different. No trips to Quebec and playing St. John and Moncton. I think the rivalry will be there for a long time. I don't think they like us, and we don't really like them. But it was different, but it felt like playoff hockey. You didn't like the other team, which made the games really intense, and then having the chance just to play and have a season was awesome.
Tell us about, tell Flame fans about your game, Cole. Who do you model it after? What do you like about your game, and maybe what are the areas you're looking to grow?
Yeah, for sure. I really like Jamie Benn, Mark Scheifele, I think they're big guys. They use the body, but they have skill to go with it. I think Calgary Flames will see. I like to play physical. I like to get in on the forecheck, but I have the skill to finish it off and make plays as well.
And then, center. Sorry, yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off, but is center something you're looking to play in the NHL as well? Is that where you're most comfortable?
Yeah, I've been a centerman my whole life, but this year I switched to the wing for a little bit, and it was a little bit of an adjustment, but I feel comfortable there now, so I think whatever Calgary needs or whatever they want me to play, I can play.
Pat asked you about Calgary. You said you got some family here. Who did you cheer for growing up, Cole?
Pittsburgh. My cousin played there. My uncle played there.
Yeah.
So it was a Pittsburgh household, but yeah.
you gotta get some Flames gear now into those Malone households, though, don't you?
Yeah, I think there'll be a fresh shipment, and we'll have some red and white hanging out pretty soon.
As we continue chatting with Cole Hutchins, who is the 77th overall selection of the Calgary Flames at the 2021 NHL Draft. So it's funny, you get drafted the same year as another Atlantic Canada product in your league, in Cameron Wynot. What do you know about him, and what do you know about now a new potential teammate with the Flames?
I played against Cam growing up and with him in a couple spring tournaments, so it's special. It's nice to kind of put a face to it for someone going to Calgary with me, so it's really good. And he's a great player. He's got a lot of skill. He's a good two-way D, so I think he's a great pickup and a great guy, great player.
Have you had a chance to speak with him yet?
Yeah, we had a Zoom meeting afterwards, so I got to chat for him a little bit, but definitely going to give him a ring later tonight and just kind of see what he's saying and how his day went.
I wanted to ask you, because when you got drafted, you're doing your research and you take a look at what player ends up getting selected. And I got to ask you about where you played before joining the Titan, and that is at Stanstead College. And Flames fans will be very familiar with Stanstead, which Mark Jankowski was selected 9 years ago out of that program. First of all, tell us about Stanstead College, as you played there for a couple of years before moving to the Q.
Yeah, no, Stanstead was amazing. I went there in grade 9 and grade 10 and played on the varsity team. And I met some of my best friends, people from all over the world. So it's amazing and a great spot to go to school and play hockey. It's amazing. If anyone gets the chance, I'd highly recommend it.
I know Jankowski's no longer with the Flames organization, but is he a bit of a legend at that place?
Yeah, you see Mark's jersey hanging up over the rafters and in the locker room, so he's definitely someone that the Stance is very proud of and holds very high, most definitely.
Just going to ask you about one of your teammates, Cole. Tell us about Riley Kidney. He went the end of round 2 to Montreal. Tell us about your teammate and how cool it was to see him get his name called this weekend.
It's amazing. We kind of went through the whole process together, and he'd bounce things off me, I'd bounce things off him. So when I saw his name called by Montreal, I was super happy for him and really proud. He's a great player, great guy. They got a good one.
How much are you looking forward to next season, which is going to be looking like a potential full season? You're going to get out of this bubble situation. How excited are you for next year with the Titan?
I'm super excited. We'll have a great team, and I think we're going to do some damage and go deep. That's our goal.
What's the rest of the summer look like for you, Cole? What are the plans, training, downtime, so on and so forth?
Yeah. Lately I've been trying to work on my golf game. There's definitely a lot of room to improve, but I'm going to just do that, get in the gym, and then work on my skating, just kind of fine-tune all my skills. That's my plan for the summer, then go to training camp at 100%.
Good stuff. Well, we look forward to seeing you out here for training camp in a few months. Congratulations on the big day, Cole. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much for having me.